For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Expect increased traffic this holiday weekend, and understand it may take you longer to reach your destination. It's more important to arrive safely than to arrive on time. The Vance Law Firm wants you to stay safe.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
LaserCopy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. LaserCopy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and any other business printing that you need done. LaserCopy can safely and securely pack and ship your UPS, FedEx, and postal packages, and they're not printing all COVID-related signs that are needed everywhere. LaserCopy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. LaserCopy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
Hey, bada, bada, bada.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and my team is ready to step up to the plate and save you some money with an Alabama Home Mortgage loan. I'm not talking about saving peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I'm talking about real money, folks. What are you waiting for? If you've struck out in the past, it's time to take another swing. Don't waste your time with the rookies. Call the big leagues who can save you big money. That's Alabama Home Mortgage. Pick up the phone right now and dial 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Alabama Home Mortgage will go to bat for you. Our all-star team was ranked number one in Alabama for a reason, and that reason is you. You have trusted us with your mortgage needs. You've thrown us the ball. The bases are loaded, and we are ready to hit a grand slam. Whether you're looking to pay off credit card debt, finance higher education, or do home improvements, refinancing could be the answer. Wait no longer. Call your home team, Alabama Home Mortgage, today at 567-4223, or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 372-3784. Equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Today is June 30th, Social Media Day. Today is the day to celebrate digital communication. I'd love to tell you more about it, but I'm about to exceed the limit of 140 characters.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's close to 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The White House says President Trump was not briefed on intelligence that the Russian government was offering bounties on American soldiers in Afghanistan because the information wasn't fully vetted. Florida Republican Michael Waltz says about the New York Times report on Fox.
To me, this really smacks of partisan talking points of hearing Russia and the president and trying to make hay of that in an election year.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer.
If we'd learned anything in the past 3 years, it's that President Trump is inclined to ignore or forgive Vladimir Putin's abuses on the international stage, even in the face of an attack on our democracy.
China's legislature passes a new national security law, giving authorities more power to crack down on opposition in Hong Kong, which technically has its own government. America's listening to Fox News.
Welcome to the show.
Let's go! Let's go! Let's go! Let's go!
Yeah, let's go!
All right, guys, let's make it happen!
Okay, let's roll!
Yes, let's go!
All right,
let's go!
Let's go, people! Let's go, let's go, let's go!
It's time to get this party started because we have a big show.
We're going to have a good show.
Welcome to the show.
It's showtime.
So let's get going!
Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah!
Flip-flops.
This is the hottest show in the universe.
Let's go.
Get groovy, get funky, let's go.
At 7:07, the weather will be perfect for your bikini and your flip-flops, just ask.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Bikinis? Yeah, that would be, in this kind of humidity, wow, it's oppressive even at this hour. We're at 78 degrees and a dew point of 75 right now. Hot and humid again today. High around 93. Heat index 100 to 104. So that's called the extreme caution range. Scattered thunderstorms more numerous today than yesterday. Some storms really put on a show in this kind of heat. So watch out for that. Gusty winds, a lot of lightning. Steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, the number of storms increases every day. Still no guarantee that your town's going to get one. There's just going to be more to go around with tropical downpours. And then on the 4th of July Saturday and the 5th of July Sunday, ample supply of showers and storms for here, the lakes, and the Gulf Coast beaches both days. Don't forget, the statistically the biggest lightning death day in the U.S. is the 4th of July. Right now this morning, 78 degrees with incredible humidity and calm winds at 7:09.
I posted the Benny Mardones End of the Night video. See if anybody else thinks it is kind of creepy.
I never gave it that thought.
But I have kind of a pang going with this today because I remember playing that song in the early 80s.
Right.
Having a little fun with the end of it, adding some screams to it. Hey, speaking of bikinis and flip-flops, here's our friend Crawdad on the air.
Good morning.
Crawdad, say hi to Jesse Lynn, our new teammate.
Miss Jesse.
Yes, well, sir. Thank
congratulations.
You. Thank you so much.
I'm sure you're a wonderful addition.
Well, thank
Greg
you.
Greg has excellent taste.
Yes, I do.
We also played one of Jesse's songs.
Yes, as the opener this morning.
That's
I was
right.
very flattered and excited.
I need a list.
You're going to be in my check, right, from now?
I should. Yeah. I better. Probably it'll be three quarters from now, but that's okay. Yeah.
And I'm sure you also like working there with the guys because they all just like, they look absolutely marvelous.
Oh, you know, I'm telling you, I've got the life, man, surrounded by three dashing men, I'm telling you.
Yeah, this is and, a good
and Chase.
Group.
And Chase. And Chase, you know,
he's
so.
The cutest of all.
Yeah,
I can see the pennies filling up now with my piggy bank jar over there.
Yes.
I had this brilliant idea. Everybody is contributing. I've seen folks that are making the masks, you know, for, I guess they're doing it just for friends. There's people that are selling them. Mm-hmm. And then you said something about bikinis and flip-flops a minute ago, and I had this thing flashed in my head. It's summertime. Everybody's going to be getting out and wearing a bikini. How come we can't just get a bikini mask that matches the bikini?
Actually, there is one.
I'm sure.
Oh, come on. Already?
Yeah.
It's the Trikini.
Oh, my. You
and
see, nothing
on,
is new under
on.
The sun. I thought I had a unique idea.
Hang on one second. All right, give this a quick listen. Oh, it's expired. Jay, why does this happen to me?
It's like Benny Mardones.
That was good.
Now watch. Now, Jesse, watch.
Okay.
Watch his face. Look at how red his face is. Look at how red his face is. That's the funniest part about anything he does.
Oh,
he drops
God.
These little funny bombs on the air, and then look at how, I mean, goodness. You might have to put a sunscreen on the left side of your face.
No, just in case.
All right. Now we're ready to do this.
Okay.
Come on, stupid.
She wants to sunbathe while in a pandemic. She doesn't want to get COVID-19. She's going down to the beach in a three-piece. A face mask and matching bikini.
2, 3, 4, won't spread COVID anymore.
She wore a stop the virus quarantining bottom top and face trikini. Sexy matching thong trikini, and she's got 10 lines on. on half of her face.
Oh my God, that's great.
That right there, that's a scary thought, having tan lines on your face from a bikini.
But somebody did invent a bikini with a matching face mask.
That's just brilliant, man. That's just brilliant. I wished I had thought of that first.
You know, it's funny. I actually have a matching bandana set and scrunchie set for me and my dog, and also face mask. So they match my bandana, my scrunchie, and a headband and my face mask for me and my dog.
But you got a challenger for it.
Adorable.
You know?
Oh, I know. there's no doubt about it. Yeah.
You're in the right crowd for dog-loving people.
Right, we got to run because we got random facts. Jay is getting very testy.
Take care.
All right,
bye. Thanks. We love bye-bye. Him, man. He's one of our favorites. He's just a great guy.
I wasn't getting testy, Crawdad. Just so you know, not with you. Anybody else, maybe, but not with you.
I am an artist, and I am allowed to have creative license.
That's okay. I just want to make sure.
There's only room enough for two artists.
Look what Ron Howard did with Apollo 13. Well, I don't, and an artist in your sense of genius, I could only dream. However, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you yet. I used to work for Styx.
Styx!
In Chicago?
The band, yeah, when I was up there.
Right.
So, I've seen it up close. Actually, you know what we should do here? I need to talk about Gulf States Mobility, and Jay is getting impatient.
Look, he's
not. Not really. Jay's over here. He's just been wonderful.
He just rolls with it.
And playing with Chase.
Playing with Chase.
Yeah. It is 7:13. Gulf States Mobility and Autonomous is a company that works with folks who have had a lot of their mobility either removed or altered for a temporary, long-term, or sometimes permanent period of time. And they step into those situations and begin the process of choice restoration. Number one, if the person wants to continue living in their home, Gulf States Mobility goes in and does a home assessment to make sure that they've eliminated to the greatest extent possible anything in the house that could pose a risk where a fall might lengthen somebody's recovery, and looking for ways to help them get back on their feet and become mobile again. In some cases, people who years ago were told by a doctor that they'd never be able to drive now can, thanks to digital art technologies that have allowed them to create what they call VIM vehicles. And these are cars and vans they equip with voice command technologies that allow people to take back control of their own schedule and rid themselves of the nightmare that dependency can be, to live life on life's terms. It's game.
Pharmacy is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 30th, 1985, the world welcomed little baby Michael Phelps.
And the water broke. Here he comes to the finish line. A new world record.
Michael Phelps. A star is born.
And now.
Good morning, Mr. Phelps. Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to listen to.
End them.
Wow, end them. That's really good.
I heard the R.
The beginning of.
Did you hear the R?
Mission Impossible.
I heard the R.
Yeah, you got that.
This conundrum will. No.
Good job. Did you know? Shakespeare's scripts, which is sometimes tough to say. Contains over 2,200 never-before-seen words. A diverse collection of loan words from foreign languages, compound words from existing English terms, nouns turned into verbs, and creatively applied prefixes, many of which have entered into everyday language, but at the time, never before seen. Did you know when a 30-year-old woman in Canada was shot in her left breast.
Oh.
Her silicone implant deflected the bullet away from her vital organs. Her injuries were only broken ribs and damaged implants. It is the first recorded incident of a breast implant deflecting a bullet.
Well, what's the message here then, Jay?
I don't...
Saving those vital organs.
That's Wurlitzer, isn't it? And now, live from New York, Days of Our Lives.
Safety first, honey. Did you know that as a child, Jimi Hendrix carried an actual broom with him everywhere around school for over a year as a pretend guitar? The school social worker tried to get funding for a real guitar, insisting that leaving him without one might result in psychological damage. Ooh, goodness. I'm reading about his father.
Oh, yeah.
Not the greatest of guys.
No.
Oh, no. Terrible.
His father refused to take James and Leon to attend their mother's funeral. He instead gave them shots of whiskey and instructed them that that was how men should deal with loss. Well, drink. Did you know that for the first time, all 5,000 objects found inside King Tut's tomb will be displayed together in the world's largest archaeological museum dedicated to a single civilization.
And where is that?
The Grand Egyptian Museum in Giza, Egypt. It'll open next year in 2021.
I did a report on Giza one time in high school.
You know, you say Giza. Sometimes I say geyser.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Then we can go geezer.
Don't look at me when you say that.
You call him, an old geezer?
We're not ready for geezerhood yet.
He said it, not me. I just said the word.
Geezerhood.
One more.
Do five and then six. Five in the first segment, six in the sixth.
Oh, okay, gotcha. One, two, three, four, five, gotcha. Did you know that Domino's Pizza had offered a guaranteed 30-minute delivery time or the pizza was free? However, this is how the pizza chain grew real quickly. After many years, though, the drivers were sued for accidents, and the company ended the deal.
They had to.
I remember that.
Yeah. Libel.
Coming up in Random Facts, we're going to talk about the word amethyst.
Amethyst?
Yes.
I'm a
the I Heart New York logo and its origins. Dinosaurs.
Is it Heart New York and Heart, the one Virginia uses, the same?
I'm not sure.
How do I get you
go ahead.
Alone?
What? Oh, that's
that
Heart.
Was Heart, yeah.
Oh, no.
Heart.
Yeah, no.
We're going to talk about McDonald's, sharks, and also something called the Monster Study. That's all coming up on Random Facts.
All right.
Mr. Sandman. What was the...
I thought I'd jazz up the Mr. Sandman.
You did jazz it. It was jazzed a little bit there.
Yeah, it was. See?
I love it.
Here he is, Mr. Sandman. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good Domino's fact.
Yeah.
Years ago, in fact, about 25 or a little bit more than 25 years ago, we lived on a little street in Brentwood that only had four houses on it. It was just one block long. And Domino's could never find it in time. So we got free pizzas, and finally I threw them a, you know, I refused to take them free after a few because I felt guilty. But
right.
You would think they would have eventually had somebody drop
figured
a little map where we lived.
Right.
Yeah, but it was nice for a while. But, okay, we're going to have an Independence Day sale, but we're not going to be open on Independence Day. So come see us before that or after that, but... Yeah, we're going to let everybody have the day off. You know, the 4th of July is not a shopping holiday.
Not really.
No. You know, people have a lot better things to do, and they know they're going to get the same prices either before or after that day. So, you know, it's just not going to be a holiday for shopping. So we're going to let everybody have a day off, including me.
All right.
And, yeah, I'm going to party.
I want to party with that guy.
I need a new queen-size mattress for my bed out in the camper.
Ah.
I need to come see you.
Yeah, is
that's
it
a nice camper
size
with a queen size
short
bed
queen?
In it. Wow.
Mm-hmm. You need to check and see if it's a regular queen or a short queen camper.
I will check for sure. I think it's a regular size because I think the short one, my feet fall off the end of it. So.
Okay.
We talked to him again on Thursday. So
there we go. I can figure it out by then.
Okay, and we've got a lot of them in stock. So. But, yeah, we're all having a good sale. We've got a lot of good product. Got new product on the floor that never before seen in the Montgomery market. And got beds and headboards on sale. And we're trying to get our new showroom opened up. But we keep getting busy and tied up selling people who are looking in their old showroom. So, but come see us on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Friday this week. And back to regular hours 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday next week. Right across the street from the Dairy Queen on the Atlanta Highway.
We appreciate you, Mr. Sandman. Thank you. And, of course, coming up, part two of Random Facts, followed by the $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question at 7:25.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic checking the highways. That vehicle fire on I-85 is out of the way now. Things are looking good through downtown Montgomery on 65 and 85. A lot of inbound traffic on the 31s. The boulevard, light to moderate traffic all the way around the city. Atlanta Highway building just a bit, and we've got a lot of cars inbound on Congressman Dickinson and also Norman Bridge this morning. Use caution wherever you are. We have no accidents in us to pass along to you at this time. The Vance Law Firm has the latest technology to work from anywhere to keep you safe. You'll never be put on hold. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
July 4th weekend is one of the most dangerous holidays for road and highway accidents. There will be aggressive drivers eager to get away for the weekend. So plan ahead, take your time, and stay safe. A message from the Vance Law Firm.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 92244.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Time to get up, everyone. We'll make sure that you have fun. Get your weary self out of bed. Don't you sleep no more.
And now, Carrie on My Wayward Son with part two of Random
Facts.
Good. Very nice.
Nice.
Did you know that the word amethyst...
What about amethyst?
Amethyst. Amethyst means not drunk.
Did you know that, Jethy? That amethyst means not drunk?
No, and what's funny is I have a bracelet set that I create out of my jewelry line called Amethyst Diva, so maybe I need to change it.
Not drunk diva?
Not drunk. Yeah. Because it's the amethyst rock, but maybe I need to change the name.
It's because of an ancient Greek belief that drinking from an amethyst cup would prevent intoxication.
So maybe I need to make a ton of these and sell them as don't get drunk bracelets.
Maybe.
And I could make a lot of money.
Or you'd get sued for libel or for fraudulent advertising.
Jesse has a baseball hat on today with a thing.
It's a cross.
It's got sequins. Is that sequins?
It's a cross.
Yeah. Yeah, man, my blinginess. It matches the colors on my shirt.
I like the hat, too.
I like my hat. I
never tell anybody this, but I had one of those rhinestone stud muffin.
Rhinestone stud muffin?
Like a rhinestone stud muffin. No, what do they call it? The rhinestone? You put them in a machine, and you could make patterns on your jeans and stuff.
A bedazzler?
A bedazzler.
Oh. No, it wasn't a bedazzler. No.
Is that one of those seen on TV kind of things?
Yeah.
It was a bedazzler.
I remember.
Wasn't a bedazzler.
I had a bedazzler.
It was
Jay.
A bedoozler.
Bedoozler.
the manly kind.
Yeah.
Bedoozler. Did you know the famous I Heart New York logo was drawn in the back of a taxi cab, given to New York for free? And makes New York State close to $30 million per year.
Wow.
I heart that.
Just on that logo.
The person that drew it.
Yeah.
Apparently, the person that designed it died a few days ago. Milton Glaser.
Oh, is Milton gone?
Oh, he died on his birthday.
Oh, no. Well, I guess the same.
Listening to a Betty Bardota song.
All those people that bought gifts.
Well, at least the headstone will be easy to do as far as, you know, same date.
I heart.
Born. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I heart.
Born, died on the same day.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know dinosaur farts and burps were a key factor in the Earth overheating 150 million years ago?
Don't tell them that, Jay.
Sauropods would release 520 million metric tons of gas yearly.
Sauropods?
Yes, S-A-U-R-O. Pardon me.
Greg, my Lord, I think you need to go wipe after that.
Whoa!
Pardon me.
Do you have any gray poop on your...
I've got some poopery in the car that you can spray in the toilet to help.
Poopery, yeah. I've got some of that.
That stuff really works, too.
Did you know McDonald's buys a lot of apples as of 2016? So this might be a little bit old. McDonald's sold more than 10% of all sliced apples in the United States. The apple industry resurgence over the last decade can be traced at least in part to McDonald's.
And 10% of the world's whitefish, too, is sold by McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Did you know about something called the Monster Study?
No.
It was a study so heinous that it was not even published.
So heinous it wasn't published?
Yeah, this took place in 1939.
Oh.
Seven of the orphan children participating in it got $1.2 million as compensation for lifelong emotional and psychological scars. And that didn't come about until 2001.
Wow. Wow.
When they finally, it was a stuttering study. They took a group of kids and they reinforced them and said, you are speaking well and elegantly and everything is great. And then they took other kids and they demeaned them for their speech.
That's mean.
Just yeah. Oh my,
awful.
Horrible.
Wow.
By the way, Jesse, have you ever seen My Cousin Vinny?
No. No, wait, yes, I have.
Do you remember the scene in The Lawyer where he's telling the jury why they have to convict him? Because he committed this hyenas crime.
Hyenas.
And that's one of my favorite
the best
mellow
line.
Props in any movie.
That's
this,
great.
This took place in 1939 in Davenport, Iowa, at the University of Iowa. They finally publicly apologized for the study in 2001. Yeah, that was pretty horrible. Which is why I didn't want to end on that random fact. Okay. So, finally, did you know that sharks are called swimming noses?
Yes, I actually did know this.
You did know this.
I did know this. Thank you to Discovery for that tidbit of information.
Hey, you know, if you got a couple of these animal random facts, I can always use the extras in animal stories.
Oh. Yeah, Jay.
Okay.
If you, you know.
They're called swimming noses because 2/3 of their brains are olfactory lobes. Mm-hmm. They can smell blood in water at 1 part per million from hundreds of meters away.
Wow.
Their sense of taste isn't linked to their nose, and it's not as developed. So often, they bite once and then decide not to kill.
Yep.
Oh.
In other words, hey, that smells really good. Chomp. Oh, it tastes horrible. Never mind.
Bye. In other words, we taste like crap.
Yeah. I probably. Although I think also it's probably a defense mechanism sometimes, because as soon as you bite into a person or anything else, they're going to try and defend themselves, and then it becomes a fight. A
I hate it when my food fights back. It ruins the mood.
Out of two, Zantac has to come and help.
But I mean, how could you not? How could you not? I mean, it's not a sense of, here, remain calm while a shark bites you,
right,
and they'll leave you alone. Uh-uh.
It's a matter of, holy crap!
I know. Anyway, those are your random facts.
Woo!
Great, Jay.
I'm just thinking of somebody we used to work with long ago that would have tasted very bitter.
Bite me!
God rest your soul.
Thanks, Rich.
The committee over here, this gang of three, is going to come up with a pop quiz question for you. And we will ask that in just a moment. I did it again. I do this all the time. I lost my Food Outlet ad.
Oh.
I do know this.
Those tomatoes from Food Outlet this morning were unbelievable. The bacon was so crisp and
I was wondering where the tomatoes came from, if it wasn't from your garden yet.
No, those tomatoes, and they are right. They are the kind you would expect to find homegrown in a garden, and they're huge and very, very red and very, very flavorful. 88 cents a pound for those.
I recently bought some that tasted like cardboard at one of those big box stores.
You know why? Those are grown in sand.
Yeah.
But there's a huge table of those at the fresh fruit and vegetable section in Food Outlet, and that's where I got those. The bacon, that's right. It's thick. It's a little over $7 a pound. It comes in a resealable package, which is another reason I like it.
You're right.
And it makes for a much better BLT.
Excellent.
In fact, get those tomatoes, bake the Wright's bacon on a sheet at 350. You got to watchdog it. You know how many miles I walk between my bedroom and kitchen when that bacon's in the oven?
See, I feel guilty now.
You got to take it out at just the right time. Perfectly crisp.
Took it out at the right time today.
It's perfect.
Mayfield ice cream, $2.50. These are specials. Food Outlet is cost plus 10 throughout the store. So everything is going to be at a great price. But they pick a few items out and go a little bit lower than that. Boneless pork chops, $1.97 a pound. USDA whole fryers, 99 cents a pound. And who doesn't like a good beanie weenie?
Beanie weenie.
They got those giant gallon jugs of Bush's baked beans, $6.97.
Yeah.
Chop up a couple of packages of Ziegler hot dogs.
Just in time for the 4th of July.
Just in time for the 4th. 2 for $3 for those.
Yep.
Little Debbie Big Packs, $2.42 each.
Mm-hmm.
So this is through today at Food Outlet, and Danny may have a tenderloin or two left that they can cut into steaks at $7.95 a pound.
So tender, so juicy, and so lean, by the way.
And guess who's going to have steaks and eggs for breakfast?
What? This week.
Yes. Those steaks, too. Could be a big shot.
I'm so excited.
Food Outlet with three locations, Highway 14 in Millbrook, in Prattville, and some Main Street, west of 31. I get the Main Street, Highway 14 thing a little backwards. On Coliseum Boulevard, I'm there every Sunday morning at 7:30. Food Outlet. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time for that pop quiz question with Quizmaster Jay.
Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about a museum that is opening up next year. It is going to be in Egypt, but where in Egypt did we say it was going to be?
Write a report about it?
I did write
That's why I put it in the question.
Yeah. I wrote a report about it.
We will take either pronunciation.
272-922. It's the number to call. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Everybody that calls enters our end of the week grand prize drawing. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are seeing a good bit of congestion now around the city, especially on the boulevards, East South Boulevard, Highway 331, all the way up to Baptist. Also, East Boulevard and Northeast Boulevard congestion at the red lights there. A lot of cars inbound on the 31s, I-65 and 85. Moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. We have no accidents in us to pass along to you right now. New Toyotas are arriving daily at Reinhardt Toyota. Now's the time to get your new Toyota for vacation. Visit their showroom or shop online at ReinhartToyota.com. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you plan to be on the road this 4th of July weekend, don't drink and drive. Elect a designated driver or find alternative transportation. The Vance Law Firm wants you to have a fun and safe holiday weekend.
All right, Anthony gets first crack at this conundrum.
Hey, Anthony.
Hey there.
Where is that museum?
Well, you had two pronunciations, but I have a third one, but I'll give you your first two. You had Giza, you had Giza,
right.
But there's also Giza.
Okay.
All right.
We got it.
You're on it, man.
You're the winner. Absolutely.
All right.
Good
right
work.
On.
How many objects from King Tut's tomb were going to be in there?
Ooh. You got me.
Five thousand.
5K. I was going to say 4K, but you got me.
I just looked it up, by the way. It's also going to be the largest museum in the world.
Whoa. All right. Wow.
Yes.
But you got to go to Giza to get in?
Yeah.
Probably not a smart idea right now.
I've never been to Giza.
And I've never been to...
They might not let him back out.
What's the song from the Three Dog Night?
I kind of like the music.
Yeah, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music.
Giza 101 FM. Hold on. The Big Geezer, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
You know, we usually don't sound this gassed until Friday, but we've got a head start.
You silly sausage.
That's me.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
We were walking, Chase and I were walking at 3:30 this morning around the neighborhood, and the humidity was still so crazy that I was breaking a sweat. It's just unbelievable. And right now, with a dew point of 75, wow. Hot and humid again today with a high up to about 93. We were 94 yesterday. Heat index 100 to 104. We were 104 yesterday. Scattered thunderstorms more numerous than yesterday. In other words, more to go around on the radar. Still no guarantee that every town will get one, but some will put on a show. Steamy tonight, low 75. Tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, the number of random storms increases every day. In other words, there's going to be more to go around each day with tropical downpours. Not much change on the 4th of July Saturday and the 5th of July Sunday. So a wealth of storms will be around both of those days for here, the lakes, and the Gulf Coast beaches. That means be flexible because there's going to be some big downpours and a lot of lightning, too. Right now, this morning, we have calm winds and 78 degrees at 7:42.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASE Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASE Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
I don't know why I keep the story every time I look at that story about the Dixie Chicks changing their name.
Hey, Jesse Lynn, are you a member of the Rich Thomas?
No.
Because I need one more person to get the 41,000.
Okay, here we go. Rich Thomas
weather.
Weather.
It's one thing to be part of it. It's another to hit a benchmark number.
Heck yeah. Gosh. There we go.
Guess what?
Dwayne. Request it.
Yeah, so now watch. Oh, request. Oh, I have to grant it. Hold on.
Uh-huh. Right there.
Jay, get any more of those leftover animal random facts?
No.
Right there. Yep. There's me.
Yeah, there you go. Lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Approved. Yep. And that we got one other person. We're now at 41,001.
Yeah.
Don't feel left out of the excitement of becoming a member of the Rich Thomas Weather Network.
I do have my app always up, ready to go.
Nice.
Get my notification set.
You.
Look, you're right there next to Candy Crush, because that's what I play during the bad weather.
Isn't that creepy when you punch me in the nose every time?
I know. Bam. Yeah.
Animal stories are coming up. Before, we got a different kind of animal that we listen to once a week. Her name is Menthol Meredith. And apparently she's got some credit card debt going. That's next in Animal Stories in just a few after local news.
I had to fake my own abduction again. You see, when coronavirus first came out, all the credit card companies I owe a small fortune to magically stopped harassing me. But then, a couple of days ago, their hateful, rude calls started up again. But instead of threatening them with hornet spray like I used to do, I just started telling them I got abducted by aliens. Yep, I tell them I married a sister, Willa Dean, and I say that Meredith is trying to pay the alien ransom using her credit cards, but them little green men keep telling her that her card is declined. Then I ask them if there's any way for them to cancel the debt that she owes them so that she ain't got to be in captivity no more and get that probe ever so often, which it probably ain't all that bad if you just kind of relax and go with the flow. Anyway, it ain't worked yet, but I'm expecting a call from MasterCard any minute, and I heard they got a real good abduction debt forgiveness policy. Wish me luck. Hashtag free Meredith.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are searching for a missing teenager. 17-year-old Leslie Pantaleon was last seen by her mother last Wednesday. She was seen driving a 2006 blue Chevy Trailblazer with Alabama tag 3BF4014. Jefferson County has now passed Montgomery County for the highest number of coronavirus cases. Across the state, there are more than 36,600 confirmed cases. More than 10,000 of those cases were confirmed within the last 2 weeks. Health officials say at least 905 people have died. Anselmo residents are now required to wear face masks when they're out in public. Mayor Dario Melton issued an executive order requiring that face masks be worn in the city late last week. There is a $25 fine in place for anyone found violating this order. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air is open and here for you. Dixie is working with increased safety practices. From our family to yours, let's keep our homes and businesses safe. Visit calldixie.com.
Call Dixie.
License number 15033.
Switch to WOW. Super fast internet 200 for $44.99 per month with a safe, contact-free installation. Their techs will call in advance, leave equipment at your door, and talk you through the process. Switch to WOW today. Stay connected. Details at wowway.com.
WOW.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary and based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Hi, this is Larry Stevens from Montgomery Paint and Body. For over 35 years, the Turner family at MPB has been repairing your vehicles good as new, maybe better after a collision. And for just about all those 35 years, I've entrusted my vehicles to MPB because I know they will do it right. Donnie, Holly, and Brandon Turner are open at this time to take care of your vehicle repairs. But a lot has changed since MPB opened their doors. Insurance companies do things differently when it comes to a claim for body repair. To help save time, MPB asks that you call ahead to schedule an appointment to come in. By doing so, they can discuss your provider's procedures and save time when you stop in and help get your repairs moving quicker. For me and thousands of others, from little fender benders to total body repair, MPB has repaired our vehicles good as new, maybe better. The Turner family is praying that everyone stays safe from COVID-19, but they also pray your drives are safe. When you need Montgomery Paint and Body, call 279-7325. That's 27REC with a W.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Carter's World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
The average return on a radio ad schedule is 11 times investment. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how to increase your bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
On American Medicine Today, we speak to cutting-edge medical and science innovators, reconnect with patients to recount stories of recovery after the Bonatti spine procedures, and political issues plaguing our nation. Saturday, noon to 1, News Talk, WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Simba. Chase. Hey, old turtle guy. It's time for Animal Stories.
Hey, old turtle guy?
Yeah, it's one of our favorite sounds.
Oh, my God.
Perfect. How about that? All right. Big jugs can be deadly.
What? What? Can be what?
They've been the...
I thought they deflect things.
Well, yeah, no, they...
In Canada.
They're fake.
Oh, fake drugs.
Yeah. But, in fact, didn't I do a story in Boom called Big Drugs Are Deadly? Or Can Be Kill You? Because I accidentally used, instead of vinegar, I took cleaning solution.
Oh, I remember that one. Remember? Yes, I do remember that.
So, see, I'm not just making this up to be salacious.
Okay.
Well, they've been the downfall of many a man, and now the downfall of a bear. Yes, bear. Brian Hunt said he was fishing with his wife, Tricia, on Marshmiller Lake. Have you ever been there? Marshmiller Lake?
No.
Got a house there.
Vacation home.
Got a place there.
And they thought they saw a floating log.
Uh-huh.
But it was actually a swimming animal. It was a young bear. He seemed disoriented and likely had his vision obscured by the large plastic jug he managed to get stuck on his head, probably trying to lick out the last of whatever's in the bottom, because bears, they're just relentless eaters. Tricia filmed video as her husband attempted to pull the jug from the bear's head. He said the first attempt failed when his hand slipped from the wet jug, but on the second attempt, he was able to pull it free, allowing the bear to swim away uncovered to pursue a life of religious freedom. Great story.
Is that Mick?
Yeah.
Yeah. Surprisingly, by one of the most high-selling bands ever.
Right. I can tell you Mick Fleetwood's story, too. We're going, this is a human, but it involves a fish tank, so it counts for animal stories. Police in Louisiana were able to reel in a man captured on video swimming through a fish tank at a sporting goods store. Kevin Wise said he plunged into the indoor aquarium at Bass Pro Shops in Bossier City last week to follow through on a promise he made to followers on his social media platform, TikTok.
Is that why you got rid of TikTok?
Yeah. He said, if I got 2,000 likes, I'd jump in the tank. He did. I got way more than that, and I don't want to be a liar. He had to be pulled out of the 13,000-gallon aquarium and had to be cleaned after his swim because you don't want your fish getting the COVID.
No, no, no.
He was charged with criminal damage to property. In fact, I wrote a magazine column about that, too,
about the
Playboy party.
I'm trying to remember what happened at the Playboy party. I know who you met, and I know what was happening at the Playboy party. That was elicited.
Yes, the party hors d'oeuvres were.
Yeah, the party favors were.
Oh, we were inhaling those like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
But the band, you know, Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks couldn't have been nicer. They were just so great to the Chicago media.
But Mick?
Mick Fleetwood was stomping around that mansion like a maniac. It was in Hefner's Chicago mansion before he sold it.
Uh-huh.
Which, if I may borrow a term from Austin Powers, was a little on the whore's side.
Was that?
I mean, purple walls.
That's near North Beach, right? Or no?
It's on the near north side of Chicago, not far from Michigan Avenue.
Okay.
Actually, it was right across from the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah, it was. So, he was scary. He's a tall guy, and he just, I don't know what he was revved up on, man, but he was stomping around and frightening guests. 754, no matter how you want to carpet your home, the floors, or the walls, Georgia Floors Direct stands ready to get you the flooring you need at a real wholesale price. Same way they've been doing it for over 50 years. Best part about the store, I mean, it's huge. There's so much to see. Almost a little overwhelming the first time you go in there. But the best part is Jeff Mallinson and the team he's put together. I call them the Merry Band of Floriers. And find out what you're interested in doing, the budget you're working with. And by the way, you can do 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers. Then they'll have you navigate all those choices. And boy, they can do some amazing things, not just with flooring, but with tile. You can turn, I was going to have my bathroom retiled. I ended up doing the shower. They did a design in the tile. I mean, they're just amazing, talented people at Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring destination for 50 years because they haven't tampered with the original formula, which is we bring the flooring in from the manufacturers, no middleman. You get a true wholesale price and an installation done by a team they've assembled over the years. Absolutely sensational. Look them up on Facebook. Their Facebook page is fun. And you can also get some great tips on, you know, enhancing various parts of your home or ideas for flooring, counters, and more. At Georgia Floors Direct on Facebook at 7:55.
Good morning, Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic, still a lot of cars inbound on the 31s, and we're seeing congestion on the Wetumpka Highway at Redland Road on 31 into the city from Prattville, I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. No issues on the interstates, light congestion around the boulevard, and we're seeing a little congestion on Atlanta Highway and Taylor Road this morning. No accidents in dust to pass along. Enroll now for fall classes at Trenum State. Your future is waiting. Go to Trenum State.edu and change your life. Trenum State. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Support your local food bank with a donation today at hashtag TogetherAlabama. Now more than ever, people are relying on the help from others. I'm Stuart Vance, reminding everyone we are in this together, Alabama.
Hey, Allie, what have you learned from these crazy times of sheltering at home and social distancing?
Well, Dad, among other things, I've learned how much I miss seeing my friends, worshiping in person, and of course, I'm reminded how wonderful it is to be in good health.
No kidding, Allie. And I think our family might have also discovered that there is no such thing as eating too many homemade tacos.
Come on, Dad. You know you have loved the extra family time.
We have all enjoyed the extra family time, and we can all agree that every day of good health is a day to rejoice in the Lord. This is Al Crosby of Crosby Electric, along with my daughter Allie, and we have been reflecting together on how we want to say no to normal moving forward. We remember the words of our brother Paul when he reminded us, "Don't copy the behavior of this world, but let God transform you into a new person." Wow, don't we all want to be new? Say no to normal.
It's Billy with AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Time to get back on the road. And if you need tires, brakes, alignments, scheduled maintenance services, or just that pesky check engine light fixed, we do it all from oil changes to engines and transmissions at the best prices in the River Region. We have great people dedicated to repairing your vehicle right the first time. And tires, we have over 250,000 tires at our disposal daily. Check out our website, autosavetires.net. AutoSave Tire and Automotive. Come to where your auto saves you.
What do we got planned for our big 8 to 9 hour? That's a good question because I have no idea.
We're trying to figure that out as well. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Actually, there has been a nomination for a patron saint for the internet.
Oh, really?
Legitimately.
Oh,
yes.
Gosh. I wish my mind was working quicker. What is it?
Saint, that's somebody that's been...
No. <That's not important. laughs> What is the... What's the working saint's name here?
I can't remember it off the top. It's not like Tom. It's not like St. Tom or
right,
St. Pat
right,
or St. John. It's yeah, complicated.
It's St. Jay.
Well, that's how he's seen here at Blue Water Broadcasting because everybody loves Jay.
St. Whiffy.
St. Whiffy.
St. Whiffy. St. Dojiffy. Oh, no.
So we have that story.
Siri, what is the patron saint of the internet?
The answer I found is Isidore de Sevilla.
Isidore.
Scholar and former Archbishop of Seville.
That's the one.
Okay.
So we got that story coming in the next hour.
That'll be our contest next hour. Pronounce that name. Okay. In the meantime, the coronavirus has not only been around, but it's come back. And once again, this song is making the rounds around the internet. I thought we'd be over and done with this by May, but it's not. This will take us to Fox News.
I love this. Have you heard this?
Greg, Jay, Jesse, and Rich.
Oh, yeah. Touch that something. I think you understand. Now I need a scrubbing. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. I gotta wash my hands. Don't sneeze next to me. Watch where those droplets land.